This section presents a selection of works by Anishinaabe artists who have lived in what is now Ontario. Notable among them are Norval Morisseau and his successors, who were sometimes grouped under the name Woodland School. Today, many artists contest this label. They see it retrospectively as a simplistic attempt to box a group of painters, all of them Anishinaabe, into a stereotype without taking account of their individual artistic identities. Indeed, as you will see, this section includes the very distinct voices of artists who chose abstract painting and paper to create inspiring works about ideas and stories that defy the limits of time and space. The Nakawik artist Alex Janvier from the Cold Lake First Nation in Alberta is one of these creators. A central figure in the history of Indigenous art in Canada, Janvier developed an original modern style by reinventing the traditional abstract art of his culture on the flat plane of the canvas. His art offers a unique synthesis of Indigenous iconography and elements borrowed from the European schools of abstract drawing and painting. Janvier's career was deeply marked by the challenges of his personal life. From age 8 to adolescence, he attended the Blue Quills Indian Residential School in St. Paul, Alberta, which changed him forever. Like more than 150,000 Indigenous children, he was forced to leave his home, family, and community, suffering the trauma of a complete break with the language and culture with which he was familiar. To regain a bit of freedom within this oppressive system, he turned to painting and drawing, letting his imagination heal the wounds inflicted by this violent uprooting. For Janvier, art was a true key to survival. It enabled him to take back his voice by building a new vocabulary, a visual one. With his fluid calligraphic and curvilinear style and his absolute mastery of color, he would trace symbolic maps embodying his personal vision of human beings' physical and spiritual relationship with the world. The two works by Janvier displayed here are perfect examples of the unique visual language that he used to express his social and political critiques. His art practice would be his platform for attacking the injustice and iniquity marking relations among Canadians, the world, and Indigenous people. A founding member of the Indian Group of Seven, Janvier is celebrated as one of the most important abstract painters in Canada.